It's easier to help schizophrenics who perceive that there's something foreign inside of them that needs to be exercised. But it's difficult with depressives because we believe we are seeing the truth. But the truth lies. I became obsessed with that sentence, but the truth lies. And I discovered as I talked to depressive people that they have many delusional perceptions. People will say, no one loves me. And you say, I love you. Your wife loves you. Your mother loves you. You can answer that one pretty readily, at least for most people. But people who are depressed will also say, no matter what we do, we're all just going to die in the end. Or they'll say, there can be no true communion between two human beings. Each of us is trapped in his own body. To which you have to say, that's true, but I think we should focus right now on what to have for breakfast. A lot of the time, what they are expressing is not illness, but insight. And one comes to think what's really extraordinary is that most of us know about those existential questions, and they don't distract us very much. There was a study I particularly liked in which a group of depressed and a group of non-depressed people were asked to play a video game for an hour. And at the end of the hour, they were asked how many little monsters they thought they had killed. The depressive group was usually accurate to within about 10%. And the non-depressed people guessed between 15 and 20 times as many little monsters as they had actually killed. A lot of people said when I chose to write about my depression that it must be very difficult to be out of that closet, to have people know. They said, do people talk to you differently? And I said, yes, people talk to me differently. They talk to me differently insofar as they start telling me about their experience or their sister's experience or their friend's experience. Things are different because now I know that depression is a family secret that everyone has.